Hi, I'm WTOP Entertainment Editor Jason Fraley, and we are being joined by, why don't you just say your name and your title?
My name is Matthew Scarborough. I'm the co-owner and COO here at Running Hare Vineyard.
And that is in Prince Frederick, Maryland. Of course, you guys are going to be hosting a drive-in movie series this weekend, Friday and Saturday, at the Calvert County Fairgrounds. Hey, thanks so much for joining us, Matt.
Thanks, Jason, for having me.
Okay, so we're at the county fairgrounds. But let me back up a minute. I know Running Hare's been doing some you've done some movie series in the past at the actual winery, right?
Yes. For about the past year, we've been doing drive-in movies, just trying to adapt to COVID conditions while still providing fun for the community.
Cool. And then this time will be the first time you're doing it at the actual fairground. So that's
Oh,
really cool.
yes.
How is the setup gonna work? I mean, I'm sure our listeners are familiar with the fairgrounds just from going to fairs and events and stuff, but how is it laid out? What kind of screen is it? Is it an inflatable screen or an LED wall? What are we working with?
Yep, so for the screen, it's an 18 by 24 foot wide inflatable screen. We're using Fantasy World Entertainment. They actually are located just down the street from us, so it's great to be able to support another local business in the area. So we co-partner with them to host it. We'll have the screen set up there at the fairgrounds. We'll also have some local food vendors that will be there to sell food as well. And then we've got some great corporate sponsors we're working with, so we're happy to be able to feature them as well.
Awesome. So let's get into the actual lineup because I'm a huge movie guy. So that's the part that I always get excited about. All right. I'll throw out the title and I'll say when it is, and maybe just give me a real quick, sentence or two about why it's a no-brainer pick. I mean, these are all classics. So, all right. So the whole lineup kicks off 7:30 p.m. Friday with The Wizard of Oz. Why'd you gotta pick this one?
We really wanted to make this a family-friendly event, and the earlier showing times, both on Friday and Saturday, we wanted to pick something that would appeal both to adults and kids, and Wizard of Oz certainly fit the bill. It's a classic, so we're excited to show it.
What do you love about The Wizard of Oz? Why is it so, why is it why do you think it holds up all these years later?
I think it's sentimental no matter how old you are. If you're 24 or 74, you remember the first time you saw it, and we're hoping to bring back that memory in a different setting than most people have seen it. And for some of our older attendees, they can remember the times of drive-in, so it's pretty cool from that factor as well.
Just drive your car down the yellow brick road. All right. So, and then after that, in sort of a double feature, it will be at 9:45 Friday. It will be John Hughes' classic, The Breakfast Club. Why'd we go with this? I mean, that's an 80s gem.
Yep. I mean, it's certainly appealing to the demographic that we tend to address with the vineyard. So it just pairs up really well. Wine and the Breakfast Club, you can't go wrong.
Do you have any personal memories of when you first saw it, or memorable performances in it, or of course the song that's in it, or any memories of why you love that movie?
I think it really brings us back to a different time when that was the height of the movie industry, in my opinion. So, really bringing that back and bringing back memories for people. They remember where they were when they when that movie came out. So I think it's a really cool, again, from a reminiscent standpoint.
And why do you say you think it was the height of the movie industry? Because I think a lot of other people will agree. There was all the great franchises were basically starting around that time.
I just think there were just so many notable actors at that time, and it was, I don't know how to explain it. It's one of those things that if you see it, you know it, and that's really all I can say about it. But
True. It's just
it's
a magic. It was just a magical time, man.
absolutely.
All right, cool. And then day two kicks off at 7:30 p.m. Saturday with Ghostbusters, a hilarious movie. Why'd we go with this one?
The Ghostbusters theme song has certainly been stuck in my head here for the past couple of weeks. But again, family-friendly movie. We really pride ourselves on appealing to, all ages. People think of a vineyard as just an adult-only experience, but we're very different than that. So, we wanted to appeal, to everybody, and I think it's a great way to kick off Saturday night.
And what about Ghostbusters? I mean, Well, do you have a personal favorite part or line or anything, like, you know, Bill Murray or getting slimed or the big battle at the end with the Stay Puft Marshmallow? I mean, what comes to your mind when you think of Ghostbusters?
I mean, I really just think it's I really do think it's the song for me. You know, everybody knows it. It's memorable. And, you know, like I said, it's been stuck in my head since we started planning that showing. So we're excited.
Who are you going to call? Running Hair Vineyard. And it all wraps with on Saturday night at 9:45 with another, you know, a beloved musical in Grease. Why'd you guys go with this one? I mean, everyone loves that movie.
Well, Grease, it is based around a drive-in, so it seemed very fitting. It's a great musical. It's a classic. And, you know, John Travolta, you can't go wrong. So we're excited.
Now, I know you said the Ghostbusters theme was stuck in your head. Do you have any Grease songs stuck in your head when you booked that one?
Not in particular. I just, the vision of the drive-in is really cool. For people to be sitting in a drive-in looking at a film based around a drive-in, I think is really neat.
Yeah, when Travolta goes staying stranded at the drive, and you'll look around and you'll say, hey, we're at one too. All right, cool. Do you remember when you first saw that movie? By the way, I'm just trying to get multiple sound bites because I'm gonna file two radio pieces on each of these. So I'm just trying to, that's why I'm just trying to milk multiple sound bites. But don't worry, I'm gonna, you know, I'll edit this up and pick the highlights. So I'm just trying to get a variety of quotes from you. So that's why I keep grilling you on this stuff. Do you remember when you first saw it? It was 1978. So do you remember seeing it in theaters, or did you watch it on VHS or something, or when did you see it?
Well, I was born in 96, so the first time I saw it was when we showed it earlier this year. We had a great reception to it, and that's why we're showing it again.
Awesome, man. All right, cool. Well, that's good for the movies themselves. How does it work in terms of, I know the whole impetus for all these drive-ins making a comeback, it was, you know, the COVID pandemic. What sort of like social distancing stuff should we remind people? Do they got to wear their masks when they're out of their car, all that kind of stuff?
Yep. So obviously safety is a paramount concern. We've been doing these events. You know, we ask the people when they're outside their vehicles that they're wearing their masks when they're going to, you know, choose an option from our local food vendors or use the restrooms. We ask that they do that. You know, the 6 foot spacing is obviously important as well. And just common courtesy. You know, I think people have been pretty great about that so far during the pandemic and the events that we've done, and we expect that to continue.
Are they required to stay in their vehicle, or can they sit outside? I mean, the weather's getting a little bit nicer now, depending on, I don't know what it's supposed to be like this weekend down in Prince Frederick, but are they allowed to be out of their car, or what's the rule with that?
They have to be in or in very close proximity too. So let's say you have a truck, you're allowed to sit in the bed of the truck and watch the film.
Okay, cool. And then the show times I was given out, obviously it's 7:30 and 9:45 each night, the double features on Friday and Saturday. Yeah. Is that when gates open and they can get their spots, or is that when the actual screening itself starts?
So the way that we have to do it is the fairgrounds has a 12 o'clock cutoff time. So what we had to do is basically place these back to back. And so the gates for the first showing open at 6 o'clock, showing starts at 7:30. And then for the second showing, the gates open at 8. We have like a little ante area where people can kind of wait as the first showing is ending and grab their food and drink options. And then once we move the first showing cars out, we'll bring in the second round and get them set up for the 9:45 start time.
Okay, cool. So everyone that's listening to this, if you come to the first showing, show up at 6 o'clock, starting at 6 o'clock to get your spot. And then the movie starts at 7:30. And then, if you're coming to the later showing, you show up at 8 to get your spot, and it'll start at 9:45. Okay, cool. I just wanted to clarify that, so we don't have any, you know, stragglers there rolling in right at missing the opening credits there. All right, cool. What else should we know? How much does it cost? We'll throw the links to buy the tickets to each one, the Eventbrite links. We'll put them on the website. But give us the ticket information. You know, how much does it cost, and is it per car, per person? How does that work?
Yes. So the tickets are $35. $5 of that is a donation to Pets with Disabilities. They're a local charity. We've worked with them for years. You know, charities during this time have had a very limited amount of fundraising opportunities. So we wanted to take this platform to be able to raise money for our local charities. We're very happy to be able to do that. The ticket is one per car, so a family of four can come in for $35. So we are very excited to be able to offer this experience at a pretty reasonable cost.
Yep. And I know, I mean, people see $35, but I'm telling you, it's for a family of four, that's way cheaper than going to the actual movies. With four people, that adds up. So, is there a limit of how many people in the car, or is it like based on per seatbelt, I guess, or something?
Nope. There's no limit. The only restriction is we don't allow, RVs in, but a family of five comes in a van, that's perfect. They're making a great bang for their buck.
Okay. Awesome. Cool. Well, just sort of in closing, why is the drive-in such a cool thing to do? And, I know you said you did it at the Vineyard. Now you're doing it at the fairgrounds. You even have some plans to maybe do some more movies at another site at a future date. We can follow up on TOP at another time on that. But, just in general, no matter no matter what location you do it, why is a drive-in such a perfect thing during a pandemic for a family to go do, or even if you're not a family, if you're on a date or even by yourself, why is it so cool?
I think it's really cool for a couple of reasons. One, it brings back an era of American cinema that, frankly, younger people are unfamiliar with, and the older generations can certainly relate to. I think it's really cool just for people to be able to get out and, out of the house. Everybody's stuck at home on their Zoom calls and working from home. And it's just a good opportunity to have some sense of normalcy and take in a new experience, a new place, and, really have a good time.
Awesome. Well, I guess I got to ask, I just realized, why haven't I asked this yet? It's Running Hare Vineyard. Are you guys going to be selling any of the wine while you're there, or is it more of a family friendly event?
Yes. Yeah, so we'll have our wine and we'll have some local beers available as well. We'll have some local food vendors that'll be set up there. So we're excited to be able to offer those choices as well.
And I assume they just tune their radio in their car radio to a certain frequency to hear the sound.
Correct. It's going to be 89.9 for that. We're going to do some final testing here of the radio waves here later in the week, but it should be 89.9. And if there's any changes, we'll make announcements about that. And then we also have it playing over the loudspeakers. So if somebody's sitting in the back of their truck, they're able to hear it without tuning in. So there'll be multiple options to be able to hear the film.
Awesome. So tune it to 89.9, and then when you leave, you got to switch it back to WTOP. That's mandated. I'm just kidding.
Of course.
although it will help you with the traffic getting down and back. So awesome, man. Well, I really appreciate you doing this and even putting it on. I think it's great. There's been a lot of these drive-ins popping up. I think it sort of proves that the movies are here to stay, no matter in what form. You can't get them down. Theaters are closing, but drive-ins are popping up, and then when we're allowed to go back, I'm sure people will go back to the movies. So I don't know. I just think it shows a power of movies, and the movies you guys have selected, gosh, range from the 1930s to the 70s to the 80s. Like it's a little something for everybody. So I appreciate it, man.
Yeah, absolutely, Jason. Thank you for taking time to talk with us today.
All right. Take care, man.
All right, Jason. Take care.